Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for the privilege of being in your house this morning.
亲爱的父神，感谢你让我们有这个荣幸能够在你的殿。
Father, help us to become more like your Son, Jesus Christ.
亲爱的父神，让你帮助我们能够更像你的爱子耶稣基督。
And Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner.
主啊，请你怜悯我是一个罪人。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
What if summer lasted forever?
你们想过说，如果说夏天如果是一直都是夏天
，It might be fun for a while.
也许过一下下是很有意思的哈。
Vacations and cookouts.
我们可以放假，然后又有在户外的烹饪。
Family reunions, camping trips.
然后跟其他家人同聚，然后又有很多这个露营。
Being able to spend extra time with your family and with your friends just hanging out.
就是跟花更多还可以有更多的时间可以跟这个我们的亲人有相聚的时候。
Not to mention no school for the kids and no more shoveling.
也更不要提说我们可以有更多时间跟孩子在一起，而且我们也不用铲雪了。
But summers tend to be busy and unpredictable.
但是我们也都知道，在夏天的时候，我们有很多，我们非常忙碌，而且很多事情都没有办法预测的。
Our focus and our priorities shift from day to day.
我们的每天要注意的事情都常常这样子，每天都不一样。
To the relay race of activities and events.
我们常常要去各种不同的活动，好像在赶场作秀一样。
After a few months, it can become exhausting.
过一段时间的时候，我们发觉你非常的劳累，非常的辛苦。
For me, if summer lasted forever, it would be like having a perpetual VBS.
如果说我们的夏天是永远这样子持续下去的话，对我来讲好像是每一天都是在暑期圣经学校一样。
Don't get me wrong, I love VBS.
不要误会了，我是很喜欢我们的暑期圣经学校的。
But thank God, it only comes once a year.
感谢神，一年只有一次。
After a busy summer, I believe we all look forward to a regular schedule and to simplifying our lives.
在过了一个忙碌的暑假之后，我相信我们大家都很希望有一个规律的生活，能够让我们的生活比较单纯一点。
Instructions are meant to simplify our lives.
知道吗？这个指令，所有的一些规条都是要让我们的生活比较有简单。
I think it's safe to assume that few of us would argue.Life tends to work better when we follow the instructions.
我想说，我们大家很少人会觉得说，我们如果说生活比较简单是一个好事。
For years, I spent most of my life rarely reading instructions or directions or how-to manuals.
在我的生活当，在我的一生当中，我以前我的时候很少读这些手册啊，或者是使用手册，或者是一些指令。
If I bought something and assembly was required, I would just open the box up, pour out the parts, and go for it.
在以前说我买了什么东西，如果它必须要组装的时候，我常常就把那个所有的零件从盒子里面倒出来，就开始在那边装了。
Thankfully, as I have gotten older and hopefully wiser, I read the directions and instructions first, more often than not.
不过感谢神，因为我当我年纪变得越大的时候，我就开始要读这些这个组装手册和这些指令。
But sometimes reading the instructions can be just as frustrating as trying to figure things out on your own.
但是你知道吗？有的时候要读那些他们告诉你的组装手册的时候，就好像你没有读一样。
Here are a few instructions from my latest cell phone manual.
那我现在要跟各位讲讲，举个几个例子，是从我的这个手机的这个手册里面来的。
Never place your cell phone in a microwave oven because it may cause the battery to explode.
比如说这个，他说，请你不要把你的手机放在微波炉里面，因为它的电池可能会炸开。
Do not drop, strike, or shake your phone severely.
请你不要摔，也不要敲，也不要很用力的摇你的手机。
It may harm the internal circuits.
因为里面内部的电路可能会损坏。
Do not use your phone in a high explosive area.
请你不要用你在高爆炸的地方，请你不要使用你的电话。
Life works when you follow the instructions.
其实生活，如果说我们遵循一定的这个规条，我们会过得比较好。
But obviously, some instructions are better than others.
但是事实上，我们都知道，有些这个规条和指令比其他的要好一些。
The best instructions are found in God's holy words.
但是最好的指令就是在神的圣经当中，神的话当中。
And perhaps the most famous of all of God's instructions are the Ten Commandments.
但是所有的指令当中，我觉得神的训诲这个讲到的十诫是最完美。
Of course, the whole Bible are God's instructions for us.
但当然我们整本圣经都是神给我们的话语指令。
God, in His wisdom and mercy, did not leave us without instructions.
因为神的智慧以及神的怜悯，他并没有不给我们他的话语和他的指令。
God provided His special instructions for us, His special revelation.
神把他特别的这个指令，他的启示给我们。
His holy word, the Bible.
就是他神圣的话语，就是圣经。
Open your Bibles to Deuteronomy 5, verses 6 through 21.
让我们打开圣经，翻到生命记第五章六到二十一节。
This morning we will emphasize three important points about the Ten Commandments.
今天早上我们会特别着重在三个十诫中的重点。
Three things we need to know about the Ten Commandments.
就是这在十诫当中我们要注意的三件事情。
The first thing we need to remember about the Ten Commandments is that they exist and their status is that of divine command.
这第一个就是这十诫是存在的，而且它是神圣的命令。
God's words are holy.
神的话是神圣的。
Perfect.
是完美的。
Righteous.
是公义的。
Without sin.
是没有罪的。
The Ten Commandments are not just Moses' bright ideas, but God's categorical requirements.
这十诫并不是摩西他自己想出来的聪明的点子。而是神特别给我们的一些这个要求。
Scripture affirms that the two tablets of the law were written directly by God.
圣经当中说到这十诫是神用他的手指头写在两个石板上。
Exodus 31:8.
在出埃及记31章第18节。
When the Lord finished speaking to Moses on Mount Sinai,He gave him the two tablets of stone inscribed by the finger of God.
耶和华在西乃山和摩西说完了话，就把两块石板交给他，是上帝用指头写的石板。
Moses came down from the mountain with two tablets.
所以摩西从西乃山上下来，手上拿了两块石板。
Most scholars believe each tablet had all ten commandments written on them.
大部分的学者都认为说这个十诫是写在两块石板上，是两个是一模一样的石板。
As a reminder of the covenant between God and both houses of Israel.
是要给以色列和犹大家的石板，是一块给犹大家，一块给以色列家。
Thus God told the world what sort of behavior pleases him.
在这个石板上，等于是神告诉这个世界是什么样的行为是在他眼中看为正的。
He made this very clear by his ten prohibitions of any other sort of life.
他在这上石板上写的是他认为重要的十大禁令。
Those stated as part of God's covenant with Israel.
在这个他跟以色列的约当中。
The Decalogue shows God's will for all his human creatures.
但在这个十诫是说明了神的旨意在他所有的他的子民当中。
And is thus the place where all mankind's moral and spiritual education needs to begin.
也是告诉我们说我们在教育我们下面的下一代的时候神的这个道德跟他的这个属灵是从哪里开始。
This was true in Moses' day and it is just as true in ours.
这世界不是只有在摩西的时代的时候是真的，在现在也是真的。
The Ten Commandments exist and they are divine.
这个十诫是存在的，而且他们是神圣的。
The second thing we need to know about the Ten Commandments is that they are largely lost.
但是第二件事情我要提到的就是这十诫在这个世代已经几乎都不存在了。
And that is our mistake.
那说来是我们的错。
Until fairly recently, the Ten Commandments were basic to the religious training that Western nations gave their children.
你知道吗？一直到最近的这几年，最近的这段时间，十诫是在西方世界用来教育他们孩子，不光只是在就只是在宗教上的教育他们孩子的一个方法。
In public schools across America in the 1960s and even into the 1970s.Children were made to memorize the Ten Commandments.
你知道吗？在公立学校啊，在美国的公立学校，在60年代一直甚至到70年代的时候，这个所有的学生都必须要背十诫的。
Today's schools, which still have the Ten Commandments displayed and are teaching them, are being sued to have them removed and to stop.
你知道吗？如果在现在这个时代，如果说哪一个学校里面还有在教十诫的话，他们会被控告，而且会告诉他们要把那个十诫拆下来，而且要不能再教十诫。
J.I. Packer, a theology professor and the author of the book Knowing God.
巴克是一个神学的教授，他写了一本书叫做《认识神》。
He had to memorize the Ten Commandments before the age of 10.
曾经说他在十岁的时候就必须要背诵十诫。
But all this has changed.
但你知道吗？这些事情都已经改变了。
Prejudice against memorization as an educational discipline.
所以你发现很多在这个教育上的这个训练，他们已经现在的人已经有很多的偏见。
Prejudice against the Old Testament.
他们在对这个旧约上面的教导也有很多偏见。
Against the law in church.
也非常的反对在教会里面的一些法规。
And against religion in schools.
也反对这个在将基督教带到学校当中。
Has all led to a state of affairs in which few, even in churches, can repeat or know the Ten Commandments, let alone explain them.
所以造成的结果就是甚至在教会，不要说在外面了，很少的人能够真的能够背诵十诫。更不要说它实际代表的意义了。
The reformers and the Puritans,
在更正教以及清教徒当中
，who wrote dozens of catechisms for Christian education,
曾经写过几十条这个基要问答
，based on the three Christian classic formularies,
是根据三个非常典型的这个处方跟原则。
The commandments, the Apostles' Creed, and the Lord's Prayer
是从十诫、从使徒信经以及耶稣基督的主导文来的。
Would weep over us if they know how far we have fallen from the standards they set.
他们真的是要哭了，因为他知道说我们现在今世的人已经多么的远离这些他当初的教导。
In a godless and immoral age like ours,Ignorance of the commandments is as great a spiritual weakness as one can imagine.
所以你可以想象说，在我们现今的时代，又教导无神论又不道德，那这些是我们多么在属灵上的弱点。
But it is, alas, widespread, and on moral issues we fumble accordingly.
但同样的，我们这些问题是非常的这个普遍。而且我们的道德 的问题也使我们因为我们 的这个忽略变成很大的一个问题。
Let's memorize the Ten Commandments together right now.
如果可以的话我们一起来背诵十诫好吗？
Most of your children should be able to recite them here.
你知道吗？我们的孩子们都可以背十诫。
Over the last several years in Children's Chapel and at retreats, we have taught them, we have learned them.
因为我们在过去的几年当中，不管是在楼上的儿童的教堂，或者是在退休会当中，我们就一直在教导他们。
I don't take credit for this method I'm about to teach you.
我 这个下面这个方法我要给你们看的不是我的发明。
I learned this in my Christian ethics class at Gordon Conwell from Professor Jack Davis.
是从我在哥登学院的时候在学一门基督教的伦理一位叫做达 Davis 的教授教我的。
His method we can remember the Ten Commandments by just using one hand.
他的方法让我能够用一只手就能够记住十诫。
Hold out your right index finger and repeat after me. One God.
所以当我们把手举起来，就是右手的这个食指，所告诉说只有一个神， One God.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
就是说，以色列啊，神，我们的神是只有一位。
Moses writes this truth in Deuteronomy chapter 6.
摩西在生命记第六章提到这些。
As Christians, we recognize one God in three persons.
对我们基督徒而言，我们的神是三位一体的。
God the Father,
圣父,
God the Son,
圣子,
and God the Holy Spirit,
圣灵。
The Creator and the Sustainer of life,
是创造也是生命的供应者。
One God,
只有一位神。
Now hold up two fingers.
举起两个手指头。
No idols.
就是没有偶像。
God created us as human beings, male and female, in His image.
神创造我们是按照他的形象，一个男生，一个男的，一个女的。
And the main reason God created us is to worship Him.
神创造我们的目的就是为了要荣耀他。
Anything in our lives that becomes our primary focus over God is an idol.
在我们的生命当中，任何事情超越神的，我们的吸引我们更多的注意力的，超过神的，就是一个偶像。
No idols.
所以就是没有偶像。
Three fingers.
第三个手指头,
Honor God's name.
就是我们要这个 Honor God's name. 不可妄称神的名。
Before I was a Christian, my language was vulgar.
在当我还不是基督徒的时候，我的言语是非常粗俗而且污秽的。
I would use explicative after explicative.
我会说脏话，又一直重复的说脏话。
Just as vulgar is using the Lord's name in vain.
如果你妄称神的名，它代表的意义就是像你在说脏话一样。
Today, unfortunately, even in the church, I hear God's name being used in vain.
很不幸的，即使到现在，我还在教会里常听到有些人会说，妄称神的名。
Be careful to honor God's name.
所以真的要非常小心，不可妄称神的名。
Four fingers, keep the Sabbath holy.
举起四个手指头，就是守安息日。
I believe one of the biggest reasons the evangelical church in North America is not united or reaching its full potential.
我相信有一个很大的在北美福音派的教会当中很大的一个问题。
Is due to a lost practice of the Sabbath principle.
是因为教会当中没有一个共同的声音说我们要怎么样来守安息日。
On the seventh day, God rested.
我们知道圣经上说，神在第七日就息了所有的工。
God did not need to rest.
我们也知道神不需要休息的。
He did it for us.
他是为我们而做的。
When I was a kid, the blue laws were in effect here in Massachusetts.
当我还是小孩子的时候，在麻州有一个蓝色禁令，周日的禁令。
On Sundays, virtually every retail business was closed.
就是在麻州每个礼拜天的时候，所有的零售店几乎都是关门的。
Sundays were different, more relaxed, slower.
礼拜天在那时候是不同的，非常的慢步调，而且非常轻松。
We need to set aside one day a week and make it different.
我们必须要分别出一个礼拜当中，我们必须要分别出一天来。
And dedicated to God.
是献给神的。
How and when is between you and God?
但是是哪一天和什么时候是你跟神之间的一个的事。
As a church leader, I would like to apologize to you.
虽然我身为一个教会的领袖，我也不需要向你们说抱歉。
Because for the most part, we as pastors and ministers and deacons and elders live our lives no different.
因为在我们的生活大部分，虽然我们是牧师、传道、教会的长老以及执事，我们的生活并没有太大的区别。
We are all too busy.
我们太忙碌了。
We all need to study the scriptures and to see what God requires of us to practice the Sabbath in our lives.
所以我们实在是必须要查考圣经，看看神他希望我们在怎么样去守安息日。
Keep the Sabbath holy.
守安息日。
Honor your father and mother.
五根手指头，这是爱父母。 爱父亲母亲。
Many of us still have either one or both of our parents still living.
也许我们当中有些人还有一位，或者是两个双亲都还在的。
Here is a test and a challenge I recently came across.
这是目前现在有一个挑战。
From Larry Fowler's book, Rock Solid Children's Ministry.
是福勒牧师写的这个坚如磐石的儿童事工。
For 1 week or month, speak and act to your parents in tangible ways that honor them and see what the results are.
他就跟这些孩子们说，我给你们一个挑战，就是在每一个礼拜一次，或者是一个月一次，你和你的父母亲的言行是尊敬他们的，让他们可以感觉得到的。 然后你看看有什么差别。
Obey right away with a happy heart and a smile on your face when your parents ask you to do something.
当你的父母亲要求你做什么事的时候，你就遵从，不管是在心里头或者在脸上，都表示出你很愿意去做。
So those of you who are parents, you'll be happy to know that I gave your children this challenge.
你们当中有孩子的，就你要知道说，我们曾经把这件事情让。 让我们你们的孩子知道。
So hopefully there will be good results for all of us.
也许我们会看到什么不同。好。
Honor your father and mother.
孝敬父母。
Now hold up your pinky finger and squash it with your thumb.
先把你的小指头拿出来，然后压你的大拇指。
Don't murder.
就是不可杀人。
I think it's safe to assume we can all agree that taking another human being's life is bad and wrong.
我相信大家都同意，就是杀人是错的事情，也是不好的事情。
But Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5 verses 21 and 22,
但是耶稣在马太福音第5章21到22节的时候曾经这么说，
You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not murder.
你们听见有吩咐古人的话说不可杀人。
And anyone who murders is subject to judgment.
又说凡杀人的难免受审判。
But I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment.
只是我告诉你们凡向弟兄动怒的难免受审判。
Again, anyone who says to his brother Raca is answerable to the Sanhedrin.
凡骂弟兄是拉加的难免受审判。
Jesus is saying that when we are unrighteously angry at our brother and sister, we have committed murder in our hearts.
所以耶稣在这里很明白地告诉我们说，如果说我们对弟兄姐妹的生气是不正确的，那我们等于在心中已经谋杀了。Don't
murder.
也就是不要不可杀人。Now
put your thumb and index finger together and tap it with your middle finger.
就是下面就是把你的食指跟大拇指拿出来，然后彼此互相的擦。
No adultery.
就是不可奸淫。
The most primary relationship for us as human beings created in the image of God is between one man and one woman in holy matrimony.
就是神的创造当中 这个非常主要的一个关系, 就是我们的婚姻。
The first thing God did after he created Eve was to perform the first wedding ceremony.
当神创造出夏娃之后, 他所做的第一件事, 就是主导他们之间的婚姻。
Genesis 2:24.
在创世纪第二章24节。
For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh.
因此人要离开父母,与妻子联合,二人成为一体。
For better or for worse,
不论是好坏,
rich or poor,
贫富,
in sickness or in health,
在生病或是健康的时候,
a husband and wife are to forsake all others until death do us part.
一个丈夫跟一个妻子必须要忘记一切所有的, 一直等到生命让他们分开为止。
What God has joined together, let no man separate.
让神,上帝配合的人不可分开。
No adultery.
不可奸淫。
Now put your hand by your side and lift it up your thumb like you're sticking someone up.
就下面一个话就是,
point your finger out.
把你的手放在旁边, 然后举起来, 好像你要, 要抢某个人,
don't steal.
就说不可偷窃,
taking something that doesn't belong to you is stealing.
这个你拿不属于你的东西就是偷窃,
pretty obvious.
非常明显的,
but we also steal when we cheat.
但是你要知道, 当我们欺骗的时候, 我们也是在偷窃,
when we don't give our best to God.
当我们不把我们最好的奉献给神的时候,
and when we don't respect our parents or elders,
当我们不尊敬我们的父母亲，也不尊重我们的长辈的时候,
we are robbing from them the respect that they are due.
我们等于是抢夺了他们应该被得到的尊重。
Don't steal.
不可偷窃。
Now cross your middle finger and put it behind your back.
把食指跟中指相交叉，然后放在后面。
Don't lie.
不可欺骗。
It is always better to tell the truth.
说实话永远是最好的。
After all, Jesus is truth with a capital T.
因为毕竟耶稣基督就是真理。
The likelihood of any one of us in this room ever being in a situation where lying is the right thing to do is 1,000,000 to 1.
意思就是我们如果说需要在任何的情况之下我们必须要用撒谎来前行的机会是非常的渺小。
Even those little white lies are sin.
即使我们常常说些善意的谎言其实都是罪。
And the more you tell those little white lies, the harder it is to stop.
当你开始从一些小小的善意的谎言开始你就会发觉越来越难停止。
Don't lie.
不可欺骗。
Now make a fist, extend it out, and open it up like you're grabbing something.
先把你的这个拳头拿出来，好像打开，好像你要去拿什么东西一样。
Don't covet.
不可贪恋。
God is able to meet all our needs according to His riches and glory.
神的丰盛以及荣耀可以供应我们所有所需。
And yet so many of us are striving for more and more and bigger and better.
但是我们每一个人都会向往那些更多、更好、更大的东西。
The Apostle Paul best summarizes this truth of the Ten Commandments in Philippians 4:12.
所以使徒保罗在腓立比书第四章第十二节说的这句话最能够响应这个第十诫。
I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty.
我知道怎样储卑贱，也知道怎样储丰富。
I have learned the secret of being content in every and any situation.
我在任何的情况下，不管是饱足或饥饿，随时随在，我都得了秘诀。
Whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want.
不管是在饱足或是饥饿，或是有余，或是缺乏。
I especially pray for our children when I think of this commandment.
当我想到这一诫的时候，我特别为我们的孩子祷告。
Marketing experts are spending billions to hook our kids for a life of self-indulgence.
所以你可以在, 在电视或是在一些所有的这个, 市场上的一些, 人, 常常也可以看到他们一直想要引诱我们的孩子去做自我放纵的事。
We all need to learn the type of behavior and attitude Paul writes about here in Philippians.
所以我们实在是必须要学习保罗在这边所写给腓立比教会的这些原则。
It takes courage and intentionality not to pursue contentment.
所以我们需要有这个勇气，而且要有这个决心，不去追寻这些多余的事物。
Don't covet.
不要贪恋。
So the first thing we learn from the Ten Commandments is that they exist and they are holy.
对，第一个重点我们今天学到的十诫当中，就是他们存在，而且他们是神圣的。
The second thing is that they are lost and we need to memorize them and obey them.
第二就是这些事情在当今的时代已经失落了，但我们必须要记住它们。
The third thing we learn from them is that they are foundational to Christian morals.
但第三个事情我们要知道的就是这十诫是基督的基督教的道德的标准的基础。
The Ten Commandments are our moral law and their precepts carry a universal demand.
这个十诫对我们讲是我们的道德的一个标准，也它的戒律也是普遍的一个普遍性的要求。
They provide a resume of morality.
它是一个道德恢复的一个标准。
Condensed statements of how we are to live successfully.
是一个我们怎么样生活的一个缩小版。
In one sense, the rest of the Bible comments, amplifies, interprets, warns, and gives historical examples of those who kept the or broke the commandments and the consequences.
一般来说，这个圣经的其他部分等于是告诉我们，说明了，也放大，也诠释，也警告我们怎么样，如果说我们这个违背了十诫。
The positive principles implicit in their negative form. The positive principles implicit in their negative form.
Okay，它等于说是正面的给你的一个教导，可是它却是用一个反面的方法来说明。
When set in the context of Christian reality, the Christian reality of Christ's kingdom and the life in the Spirit.
但它这个设立的是用这个基督教的一个事实来说明神的天国以及这个在圣灵中的生活。
Stand as a family code for God's redeemed children everywhere.
等于是神给我们在家庭中的一个原则，如何来生活在对普遍是每一个小孩子都是一样的。
Appeals to the ethic of Christ and the apostles that fail to find their roots in the commandments.
他就说了，在这个我们如果没有按照神的实践来行的话。
Slip and slide into all kinds of misconceptions.
我们就会跌倒，到各样的这些不好的事情上去。
The unity of biblical ethics.
我们在这个属灵的道德上的一致性。
Starting with the Decalogue.
是从十诫开始。
Needs rediscovery today.
是必须要重新再被发现的。
The Ten Commandments exist and they are holy.
这十诫是存在的，而且它是神圣的。
And for the most part, they are lost and need to be found and memorized.
这十诫在现在的时代已经是失落，而且必须要被重新发现。
And they are our foundation for Christian morality.
而且它也是我们基督道德的一个基础。
Ultimately, the Ten Commandments bring us to Jesus Christ.
最后，这十诫带领我们来认识耶稣基督。
In our need to believe in and proclaim faith alone in Him.
使我们能够就只有信任他。
Galatians 2:16 through 21.
在加拉太书第二章十六到二十一节。
Man is not justified by observing the law.
人称义不是因行律法。
But by faith in Jesus Christ.
乃是因信耶稣基督。
Put your faith in Christ that we may be justified by the faith in Christ and not by observing the law.
我们信耶稣基督使我们因信因基督称义不是因行律法称义。
For through the law, I died to the law so that I might live for God.
所以借由因为律法称义我们就在义在律法中死了所以我们可以借在耶稣基督活。
I do not set aside the grace of God.
我不是把神的恩典放在旁边。
For if righteousness could be gained through the law,
如果说我们可以借由这个行律法而活的话
，Christ died for nothing.
耶稣基督就是徒然死了。
So even though we are dead to the law, it is God's will for us to keep and obey them.
但是虽然我们是在律法中是死的，但是他神的律法让我们能够知道怎么样去遵从。
The first four commandments deal with our duty to God.
这前面的四个十诫是告诉我们对神的一个态度。
And the last six commandments deal with our duty to fellow human beings.
但后面的六个在十诫当中的诫是我们怎么样跟与人相处。
Love is the common thread that binds them all together.
爱是将这两件通通联合在一起。
In Matthew 22 verses 34 through 40,
在马太福音22章34到40节当中
,Jesus sums up the commandments by asking us,
耶稣基督把这些这个十诫做了一个总结
,to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, and mind,
他说你要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神。
And to love our neighbor as ourselves.
也要爱人如己。
Love also provides the motive to obey as Jesus declares in John 14:15.
这个十诫爱爱也是在我们的一个在耶稣基督在约翰福音14:15章讲的一个基础。
If you love me,You will obey what I command.
约翰福音十四章第十五节这么说：你们若爱我，就必遵我的命令。
Life works when you follow the instructions.
生活也会有步入正轨，如果你遵从神的指令。
Obey God's commandments through faith alone in Jesus Christ.
所以在耶稣基督里遵循神给我们的旨意。
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天上的父
,Thank you so much for your commandments.
感谢你给我们这十诫。
Thank you for not leading us without instructions.
也感谢神不把这些教导不教导交给我们。
Thank you that Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of the law.
也感谢神因为耶稣基督就是来成全律法。
Increase our trust and faith in Him.
求你增长我们的对他的信心跟信赖。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
在耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。